This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Game 6 tonight at the Garden with the Knicks and the Celtics. Here is Jalen Brunson. We know Game 5 didn't go so good. So what needs to be different tonight?
It's just paying attention to details when it comes to preparing for games, making sure our minds are, our heads are right, and we're locked in on a similar goal. And that's what we need in order to beat a team like this.
You know what? I don't want to see Derek White going off for, like, you know, 5 of 6 for 3 in the first quarter. I just don't want to see that. So sick and tired of seeing that.
Yeah, I know. I'm just expecting it. I'm just expecting that he's going to hit his threes, and the Knicks are just going to have to keep up offensively. And hopefully the rest of the team doesn't hit him, because that guy's, I mean, as automatic as there is.
Big game from Cat tonight.
I would love to see that. That would be awesome. It would make me feel so much better about their chances.
You know, what's amazing? Like, Game 3 was, like, the biggest game in Knicks history. Then Game 4 was the biggest game in Knicks history. Then, you know, closeout game up in Boston, Timothy Chalamet's there with a hood on. I mean, everybody's, you know, jacked up and ready to rock and roll. Now, here we go again. Another biggest game in history. We haven't had a game like this in 25 years.
But it's all true. You know, yeah, but it really is.
But then, you know,
then, like, the next game is, and if they move on, the next game is.
Just reading about all of this, well, this is Jalen Brunson's chance to really separate himself, and then this is Karl-Anthony Towns' chance to step up. I'm like, Jesus, every game it's something else. I mean, you know, it's, yeah, they're all big. I mean, especially when you get here to the playoffs, you want to move on. You want to close these guys out.
Man, Chalamet must really love the Knicks, because his girlfriend is on a beach somewhere, posting all these bikini pics.
I think she's just mad at him for not being with her.
Probably.
That's why she's posting.
But he's got to love his Knicks, because I don't know where she is in paradise, but she's not wearing
Turks
much.
Turks and Caicos, I believe.
That's where she is?
I think so.
I love Turks and Caicos.
Yeah.
Wonderful place. But he's got to love his Knicks. And she is taunting him, boy. Come on, Timmy. Come on down. Screw Jalen Brunson. Look at these boobies. Hmm.
Jerry?
I'm just looking at Boomer's face. There's Joe Mazzulla, his team's mentality tonight.
We got to win one road game. Obviously, you know, they're going to play their absolute best. And, you know, we're going to have to do whatever it takes. But I think, you know, just constantly looking at it, I've just got to win one game and take it from there.
Biggest game of the year tonight.
The 25 Garden. Years, yeah.
Now, Jaylen Brown.
One possession, one quarter, one half, one game.
I zipped through the press conference as best I could from the other night.
Yeah.
From what I heard, no one asked him about the shot on Josh Hart.
He grabbed Josh
whatever
Hart.
He did.
What do you mean, whatever he did, fine. Don't just pass it off
all
like
is fair.
That.
He was asked about Jalen Brunson getting him, though.
Yeah.
How hard did he get you in the stomach with that elbow?
He got me in the groin.
Oh,
in
the groin.
My bad.
Yeah, but it's all good, you know. It is what it is. You know, playoffs.
It's the playoffs.
Playoffs,
it's
a play. Man. You know
away.
What? I grabbed Josh Hart's member and I try to rip it off.
Yeah. Do you ever figure out where the groin is, Al? I know you've been struggling with that for many years.
Yeah, I mean, I know the general area. I still don't know when they go pull the groin. I don't know what muscle.
Well, instead of saying they pull the penis.
No.
It's
a different muscle.
Oh, you're talking about when they pull a groin muscle.
Yeah, it's a different thing.
I think you're talking about this specific thing here.
No.
And I still never got an answer whether women...
Didn't you have a hernia mesh thing?
I had two hernias.
Yeah, so it's right in around there.
Yeah, women have groin muscles.
Do women have groins?
Yeah, they have groin muscles. They have to.
I don't know. Could you see a pulled groin on a nude man?
See, I told you, he's been struggling this for a long time.
I mean, you may see some bruising or something. You may see something like that.
A male injection for the groin.
Oh, God, please.
Groin.
You could definitely see a hernia before you get it.
Oh, repaired. Yeah, of course, because you got a lump there.
Yeah, it's your intestine bulging out of your abdominal wall.
That's right. That's why you need the mesh.
Yeah. But then I see all these commercials. Do you have a mesh? You could sue somebody. I probably have two meshes.
Well, if you had a bad mesh.
You got a good mesh.
You got a good mesh, you're fine. You got
men's groin protection.
How did you pull your groin? You don't ever lift anything or do
anything. Yeah, I know. I must just have a weak abdominal wall.
Yeah.
Sapping on both sides.
Shocking.
My sister even got one, and she's a woman.
Boy, runs in the family.
And my dad had one.
Yeah, runs in the family.
Right, weak walls.
The Dukes, known for their weak walls. That's their legacy.
Oh, man.
Well, anyway, so yeah, game six tonight at the Garden. Last night, the Nuggets did force a seventh game with the Thunder.
Christian has it. Denver looking for the first nail in the coffin here. They get it with a bucket. Bounce pass over to Jokic inside the arc. Gets in the paint. Floater. Good! 14-point lead for Denver. 102-88.
Yeah, they wound up winning this game 119-107. Nuggets radio with the call. So we are all even at 3-3. Jokic, 29 points, 14 rebounds, 8 assists. And Jamal Murray, despite the fact that he had an illness, did play, and he went out and scored.
Hey, how much
25.
You think Chet Holmgren weighs?
Oh, probably,
I think he weighs about
pounds.
A buck 80.
Yeah.
He's 7, what, 2?
Very thin. Yeah. I mean, this is, everybody's been saying
look
that.
How thin he is.
I know, it's crazy. I know. I mean, the fact that he stays healthy, even when he stays healthy, of course, he got hurt his rookie season.
He has like a Sean Bradley look to him.
Isn't Wembanyama thin like that, too, or is he a little thicker?
No, he's a little thicker, a little, but he's still very, very thin. But Chet Holmgren's thinner.
Yeah, but Wembanyama's like, what, 18 or 19 or something like that?
Well, Holmgren's only played 21 or 22. I can't imagine he's older than that.
I mean, I'd want to bulk that kid up a little bit.
I'm sure they're trying. It's not that easy. Probably eating a lot of calories. Just the
they burn a million of them.
Yeah, he's running around a lot. That doing cardio, true. You know.
The Yankees take on the Mets tonight. Subway Series at the stadium. Here is Mets GM or team president, whatever the hell he is, David Stearns. So this is interesting because people are talking about how the Mets have the pitching staff, the rotation, how good it's been. So the way the reporter phrased it was, any part of this team surprising you so far?
Not really. I think we felt pretty good that we had a balanced team and that we were going to be pretty good. We've played pretty well. Again, I don't think we've played flawless baseball by any stretch of the imagination. I think we're a good team that's played well. And frankly, we've had moments where there have probably been a couple of games that have gotten away from us.
It could be even better than they are right now. But he said basically it's the players that, yes, Jeremy Hefner's been amazing, but you give a lot of credit to the pitchers who have done their
thing. What about the pitching lab?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah,
so,
I mean...
Can we have a lab?
Yes.
He didn't refer to it as the lab.
What did he refer to it as?
He referred to it as something else. I'll get it for you for next hour. Okay. It wasn't the lab, though. Here he was. He was asked, why do big moments not usually bother Juan Soto? Tonight's obviously going to be one of them as he goes back to the stadium.
He just is the same guy regardless of what the moment is, and he's very consistent in his preparation. He enjoys the moment. He also doesn't make more of it than it is, and he understands he's got to keep himself focused and centered, and I think he does a very good job.
He talks like Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah, with the up talk at the end.
He does.
Doesn't make more of it than it is.
Rodon 4-3, 3.29 ERA. Tyler Miguel goes for the Mets 3-3, 3.10 ERA. We will have all of it for you on the Fan. Twins shut out the Orioles, notable because Minnesota has won 11 straight games, four off their franchise record. The Orioles, everyone thought was going to be really good, 15-27. Not great.
How about the Colorado Rockies?
How about them? But no one expected them to be good,
like 7-36.
Right. Well, they're kind of a little worse than we thought, but everyone thought they'd be bad. The Orioles were supposed to challenge the AL East.
Yeah. Well, we got a long way to go.
It's early, Jerry.
I suppose they could have
Mets were bad this time last year.
That is true. They were 15-27 bad. Were they? Were they 9 games under? 8 games under?
They were not 12 games under.
Not 12.
Yeah. I mean, 7-36 are the Rockies, 1-9 in their last 10, and they're 21.5 games out now.
Yeah.
They stink.
Yes, we did know that, though. Just like the White Sox, we knew it'd stink again. The Orioles, we didn't know would stink. The Braves are 22-22. They beat the Nationals 5-2.
They got back to .500.
Yep. And remember this guy, Jacob DeGrom?
Pitch on the way from DeGrom, and that one is right in there. Strike 3 called. Here's the 0-2. And there it is. Strike 3.
That was one of his 7 strikeouts. He went 8 innings, gave up 5 hits. Rangers topped the Astros 1-0. DeGrom 4-1, ERA of 2.29. And then you've got, a lot of times we do this where you will have giveaways for guys, and then they have, big nights. There's Shohei Ohtani. How many bobblehead nights does this guy have?
Oh, they are milking the hell out of it. I mean, it seems like he's got 3 or 4 every year.
Well, he had another one last night.
I mean, they gave him $700 million. How do you think they're going to make this back?
But I thought they had a consortium over there that's worth $500 billion.
They do have a consortium, but they still have to make money.
Okay.
Steve Cohen can make money by building a new casino and, that whole park over there, whatever they're calling it, Metropolitan Park. He can make a gazillion dollars off of that. The Dodgers can't do that.
So this guy, this podcast guy, Graham Bensinger, had Scott Boras and Juan Soto. So I don't know if he released the whole thing, but I saw snippets of it. And in it, Boras is talking about the meeting with Cohen. And this is what I thought interesting. Soto said when they got together at this hotel to kind of go over details, that Boras was peppering him with personal questions. So then the interview goes back to Boras, and he asked him, how personal? He's like, very personal. I need to know about the guy. Isn't that a little out of bounds?
Who was asking personal
Boras
questions?
Was asking Steve Cohen very... They wouldn't say
about
what the...
Steve Cohen?
Yes.
I tell Boras, go stick his head up his ass. I'm sorry. Listen, I'm going to give your client $700 million. Go stick your head up your ass. I don't want to hear anything from you. This is why owners get ticked off at these agents.
By the way, and they say the podcast is off the rail. A lot of ass talk today.
Yeah. Should I have Pat Boyle give him an oil check?
What is going on here, man?
Have you ever heard of that, by the way?
No, I haven't.
I mean, Pat Boyle saying that, as a soccer goalie, you could give an oil check?
No, I didn't play soccer, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'd never heard of that.
You were a catcher, right?
No, I was a bad second baseman.
You were a second baseman?
Yeah, I did catch a little bit as a backup, but I was not a catcher.
Okay.
But I did like catching.
You remind me of a catcher for some reason. I don't know why.
Short, stocky, and fat. Just like Alejandro Kirk.
I don't think you're fat.
I'm chubby.
CeeLo's a catcher build, isn't he?
Yeah, but he was an infielder, too. I think he was a shortstop.
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
he's still, a good infielder, very good. For our softball.
Good hands.
Well, that was my get for you.
And that was a good, solid get.
Yes, it was. Anyway, Ohtani hit 2 home runs in that game last night. The Dodgers beat the A's 19-2. Joe Shane was on Up and Adams with Kay Adams. I talk about Jackson Dart. Okay, fine. So this is about the quarterback room. This one, everyone seems to love Jameis Winston. So Shane has been around him now for a little while and pretty much the same.
The guy's got energy. He's animated. I think he's hilarious. I think he's got a really good personality. I was just out on the field. They're out there right now. And he did a couple of things that made me laugh. So again, he's got a presence about him. He's got very good size. He can still throw. He's got a great personality.
And we'll see when we trade him now. Because they got 4 quarterbacks. But yeah, look at this. That. A good look at Jameis Winston on CBS.
Slow motion.
Got Johnny Hughes' number on.
Slow motion Jameis.
Yeah, pretty good. In terms of the schedule release, we know the Giants have those two road games in the division to start, and then they get the Chiefs. Here is Shane.
There's nothing we can do about it. You know, it is what it is, and we have to control the controllables, and, you know, we're going to focus on us right now this time of year.
Can't worry about the blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, everywhere you look, everybody's just writing them off, man.
I saw that they have the hardest schedule on paper of any team in the last 5 years in the NFL.
That's what I'm saying.
That seems fair.
That's basically all anybody's talking about.
How does that happen when they stunk so bad last year?
Well, because their division is good and their play and their crossovers with the AFC West.
You know what does suck, though, for them? And I'm not saying these are bad teams, but games against the Patriots and Raiders are winnable, and they're at the end of the year when the season could be decided already.
I think I agree with Al's analysis on this whole thing. Like, preseason is like the first 3 weeks, 4 weeks of the season, Al was saying. And Al's right, because he's done a lot of, you know, in depth,
deep dive,
gone into the weeds, and he's figured all this out, that the Giants could come out of these first three games, maybe even 3-1. You catch these teams a little
like 3-1.
Hey, we're playing the Giants.
Can
they
we mark
suck.
That down?
Hey, we're playing the Giants. They suck. Boom! Here we go, Abdul Carter.
We've seen crazier things.
Your quarterback's neck.
I mean, we really have seen crazier things in New York sports. I didn't think the Knicks would be have back to back elimination games against the Celtics. Didn't think the Mets were going to take out the Phillies in the playoffs.
Yeah, but the Giants going 3-1 against that schedule to
Listen,
start?
Listen, you know me and the Giants. I don't think they're going to win any game.
No,
but I'm just saying stranger things have happened. And you got them beating the Commanders week one, Jerry.
Yes, I do.
So? So why is that, Jerry?
Because they match up very well and have for years with Washington.
It doesn't have anything to do with Al's analysis?
No.
Oh.
I agree with Al's. We've talked about it for years. The September now stinks in the NFL.
It does.
The play is not good, and then as you get into October, it starts to get better and better.
See, this is where, like, if Brian Daboll's listening to you this morning, or Al.
But you know what?
You know, early, because I'm sure he's up early as well, getting over there to work out and all that. But that's the thing. Like, I would tell my team, hey, look, people think we stink, and we can catch these guys off guard. You know, Jaden Daniels is going to come walking into that stadium thinking he's going to be thrown for 500 yards, and Abdul Carter and Brian Robinson and Kayvon Thibodeau are going to be hanging all over him. Good luck.
Can't wait.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.